say I won't get any path this time. So I would always see that drama, and I hope that I would get some part to do. And then finally, one day, my father comes and tells me that we don't have any Narad Muni. So I thought that he's just asking me for some other actor. I knew he was not going to ask me that you act, because he didn't want me to act. He just wanted me to study. So I was just praying that I hope I get a part to serve all the devotees, because this is the only way that I can help, I can serve and please everyone. Otherwise, I'm a big nuisance to everyone, creating lots of problem. So I tried to help my father doing something which was indirectly pleasing you, Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hari.
Hare Krishna. There's not much of a role that I had played in the drama. I was in the backstage. But during the interaction, during the rehearsals, what really came across so nicely was the wonderful relationship that was there between Adikeshwar Prabhu and Premila Mataji, and the total understanding that both of them are working towards pleasing you, Maharaj. And several instances were where we could see that Premila Mataji was totally dominating over Adikeshwar Prabhu, and Adikeshwar Prabhu was totally docile and accepting whatever Premila Mataji was saying, to the extent of such a surrender. It's really, I mean, his whole intention was only to ensure that the drama went off very well, and Premila Mataji, he knew, was able to direct the whole, all the scenes very nicely. So this relationship which was displayed by this wonderful couple was really inspiring for me, at least, definitely. And as Mahaprabhu said, the whole idea of coming together was to take benefit of the association of devotees. And whatever small role we play, it's really, whether it's significant or insignificant, doesn't really matter. But what matters is that we take advantage of the association of devotees for that short period that we come together. And you have given us such a wonderful opportunity, like Mahaprabhu said, through yatras, through dramas, and so many other occasions where we just come together and take the benefit of the association of devotees. So thank you, Maharaj, for giving us this wonderful opportunity to integrate ourselves together and build up relationship, something that you have been stressing on throughout. Hare Krishna.
So thank you very much, Krishnanam Prabhu. And there are a few people whom, of course, I cannot forget to mention the names. We have Santosh Prabhu, who provided the jewelry. Then Amritana Mataji and Gopipriya Mataji for helping us in the backstage. And of course, Ayodhyapati Prabhu, you all know. Plus his wife, Annapurna Mataji. Their house was like a godown, as you already heard it. It was a great sacrifice. Even though they have a very small one-bedroom house, but the whole house was filled up with all the props. And Shekhar Prabhu, another thankless job. He himself called me up and said, "There is there any service? It's a real thankless job. Can I carry your costume from one place to another?" This is his service. He's so willing to do it. So I'm grateful to him. And of course, Radha Priya Mataji for dressing up and performing the makeup. And on the last day, Devi Priya Mataji and Kishori Mataji for, of course, they had finished their dramas, but next day they came to help us. That was a great, it really touched our heart. And Devi Priya Mataji had to go all the way out. Somewhere she had to travel to do the fog machine. So I'm grateful to both of them for helping us. Devi Priya Mataji and Kishori Priya Mataji, thank you very much. Kishori Mataji, I'm sorry, Kishori Mataji. So, just to add, Maharaj, I just think that how much importance you give to this festival, drama festival. So I've been thinking that what must be the reason why. This is just I've been thinking. But there is no doubt that this is a very purifying experience. And that manifests in this occasion, when we all come together. Such a wonderful atmosphere created where we appreciate each other, which is not very easy. It's not that we sit and we start glorifying or appreciating. We would like to be like this always, but this is only because of that purifying process what we have gone through during that. Then I'm sure that this is what you would like all of us to be always like this, appreciating others. So thank you very much. I hope, is there it was something very amusing to be told about the drama. One thing what we wanted to show is the how the soul comes after the body. So everyone had their own idea that no one has seen the soul. How are we going to see the soul separating from Satyavan's body? But finally we decided that we should give such wonderful makeup that no one should be able to see the soul. So that thank you very much, Maharaj, for inspiring us. And of course, never to forget, it is always Krishna Chandra Prabhu is always after us. He is the one who is always pushing us and encouraging us and always behind, scolding us also. So thank you very much. So thank you for everyone. Hare Krishna.
Just for your information, Maharaj, that this time it was a record that we had 14 counselors and their wives actually actively participating in the drama festival. 14 of them. It has never been so many counselors participating in this festival. So this just noted that there were so many of them here. 14 of them this year. So it was a special year this year. Hare Krishna.
Kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Hare Krishna. It is late, so I will only speak for a few minutes. The drama festival was truly a source of great inspiration and enlightenment for everyone who attended. Its philosophical, moral, and devotional content was outstanding. Once when Srila Prabhupada was watching his devotees performing a drama, he was so much inspired. He wanted to take that drama troupe all around the world and perform wherever he lectured. In fact, he said to the drama troupe that the enactment of these dramas is even more effective in portraying the Krishna conscious philosophy than my books. And we know how much he gave his life and soul to write his books. But this was a drama which was perfectly founded within the subject of his books. The medium of drama penetrates very, very deeply in people's hearts. We see today that actors and actresses are like the demigods of society. It used to be great sages and rishis who were worshipped by the people. But now it is entertainers. In the United States of America, in certain ways the most powerful nation in the world, recently the President of the United States was previous an actor. In fact, he was considered a third-rate actor. And one of his colleagues, a first-rate actor, when he found out that this person became president, Ronald Reagan, that's what he was. He was on television and movies for years and years and years. And he got such popularity that he ran for governor and he won easily. Not because of his political abilities, but because of his popularity as an actor. Then he ran for president. So when this actor was interviewed by Newsweek magazine about Ronald Reagan, he said he was a lousy actor and he'll make a terrible president. But people are so much impressed. There are governors and senators who are actors. Because the medium of drama so much affects people. People spend billions upon billions of dollars to go to the movies, the cinema, to go to the theatrical performances. So Srila Prabhupada's compassion was to somehow or other utilize whatever effectively influences people's consciousness to give them Krishna consciousness. There were people at these dramatic performances sitting for 4 hours a night who were at the edge of their seats. And I've seen those people when I give lectures. After a few minutes, they're going somewhere, either physically or mentally or something. Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada also told us that the real qualification of a Krishna conscious theatrical performance is the sincerity of the actors and actresses, the sincerity of their devotion. Srila Prabhupada, neither was he impressed nor did he encourage us to ever see depictions of Mahabharata, Ramayana, or any other spiritual performances unless the participants, the actors and actresses, were sincere devotees dedicated to the path of bhakti. Otherwise, they could put on a great show, but they cannot move the heart toward God. So Prabhupada's calculation was based on a person's sincerity. And this all of you have offered. And Srila Prabhupada undoubtedly is immensely pleased upon you. Your sincere efforts. When Sri Damasaka's Prabhu's dhoti got caught in the chariot, and he was trying to say his lines, but he was looking back and seeing, and everyone was laughing. And it was the most serious scene in the play. Yes? Very serious. But he was just so sincere to try to do what he could do. So in one sense, it seemed to be a great mishap. But in a higher sense, it was perfect because there was sincerity. And that is really the ingredient that pleases Krishna and pleases the spiritual master, is our sincerity to serve and our sincerity to please Krishna, Guru, and Vaishnavas. And because all of you approached this with such sincerity, Krishna empowered you all. Each one of you was empowered beyond your abilities and beyond your capacities. The personalities and the roles actually incarnated through your sincerity. To bestow benediction upon all. And due to that sincerity of purpose, where you were all really centered around trying to serve and trying to satisfy the devotees, Krishna arranged to create such wonderful, deep Vaishnava relationships amongst you all. That is real love. When we come together for the higher purpose of preaching Krishna consciousness, of pleasing Guru, pleasing Krishna, pleasing Vaishnavas, that unity with that central force creates real love. I'd like to share with you a very simple, and you may think foolish, lesson that I learned from some fish. Would you like to hear? When I was in Singapore, Yudhisthira Prabhu brought me to this aquarium. It was quite amazing. You walk through a tunnel. It's only about maybe 10 feet wide and about 6.5 feet tall. And all around, on both sides and on the top, these fishes are swimming. And there must have been about 20 man-eating sharks. And they're just swimming right on top of you and right on the side of you. And there were also little fish and other fish. And all these fish, they're naturally enemies. Sharks eat small fish. They'll even eat you if they're hungry. I saw this one shark just laying on the bottom, and he was wide awake. He was just looking around, and this small fish just laid right next to him and started rubbing against him, and the shark was just kind of smiling. I couldn't believe it. How is it that they're not fighting, they're not killing each other? And then other sharks were swimming around and fishes were swimming and they were bumping into each other. There was no violence, there was no animosity. In the ocean, these fishes would be killing and eating each other, definitely. If you pay money, you could actually, they put this diving paraphernalia on you. Nothing on your body. Your body's just, they put some, like, cloth on it. But they put some breathing device where you get oxygen. if you pay money, you could walk around in there. Walking around an aquarium with about 25 man-eating sharks, barracudas, and all kinds of other fish. There were stingrays, and these big, big fish. And people were just walking around in there, bumping into sharks. And there was no problem. I will tell you now why I'm narrating this story. The reason is because each day, the people who were managing this aquarium, they would profusely feed all the fish. The fish were so well fed that they were satisfied. And because they were satisfied, they were happy and peaceful living with each other. Little fish, big fish, they were friends. Human beings walking around with them, they were friends. The power of satisfaction. There was no danger because everyone was satisfied. This is a principle. If people are satisfied, they do not fight. Whatever their caste, whatever their nationality, whatever their sex, whatever their income bracket, whatever their color, whatever their religion, if people are satisfied, then they can easily be at peace with each other. And if people are not satisfied, then they have to fight. They have to defend. They have to attack. A tiger will only attack if he's hungry. That means empty inside. A shark will only attack if they're either hungry or they're threatened. Hunger means emptiness. Emptiness of the belly is not such a serious thing. Give some food. But if a person is empty in their heart, they are frustrated, they are dissatisfied, and that is the cause of all the problems of the world. So within Krishna Consciousness Society, Prabhupada said it is based on love and trust. Where there is concern, where there is a development of love and trust, where Krishna is in the center of our friendship, where there's a spirit of servitude toward one another, when there's nice chanting of kirtan, whether there's nice sadhana, whether there's nice relationships, then devotees are satisfied. Then there's no fighting, there's unity, there's peace. And the unity among satisfied devotees is so powerful that it attracts Krishna to manifest himself through those devotees. Krishna told that to the Prachetas. They were also underwater for so many thousands of years. And Lord Vishnu appeared to them and said, because of your friendly relationships with one another, centered around satisfying me, I am so pleased that I have come to bless you with the fulfillment of all your spiritual and material desires. So there is really a satisfaction in the heart that comes when we come together, putting aside our false egos for the higher purpose of pleasing Krishna, pleasing Vaishnavas. This meeting that we have every year after dramas is so nice and so important. It may be somewhat boring sitting and listening to so many people speaking, but the spirit is actually what's so important. Devotees who spending hours and hours a day together for 3 months, mostly grihasthas with families, it's actually quite amazing. Doctors, lawyers, industrialists, businesswives, teachers, housewives, students coming together hours and hours and hours for one performance. Materialistic people, if they're going to practice 3 months, they're going to perform many, many times and get paid a lot of money. But you did all this for 1.5 hours. And not only do you not get paid, but many of you actually donated to the cause. It's selfless service. And because of your sincerity, it has created a deeper relationship with the Vaishnavas, a deeper relationship with the spiritual masters, a deeper relationship with Krishna. The essence of Krishna consciousness is to become absorbed. Absorbed in service. Absorbed in remembrance of Krishna. The brahmacharis, they are very full-time in the temple, working day and night, so many classes, so much sadhana. But during these 3 months, you're more absorbed than the brahmacharis. What we heard today, Srinathji Prabhu and Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, while they're on their way to work, instead of listening to BBC radio newscasts, they're rehearsing together, developing such deep relationship with father and son for the purpose of pleasing the Vaishnavas, totally immersed in the lila of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Simply wonderful. And all of you, I could see it was similar. Rishabhanu Prabhu, Mahaprabhu Prabhu, they have expressed how just to have the association of this environment of sincere devotees just striving to please Krishna and the devotees is so totally satisfying to their hearts that they just wanted some part to play. Madhava Prabhu, what 10th standard you are? 10th standard, what is your age? 15 years old. That's a very wild and dangerous age. 15-year-old boys? Usually they're very, very eager and anxious to do so many things in this world, which we will not discuss. But due to his childhood of being in these dramas, he got such a higher taste that when his parents told him he couldn't be in the drama, it was like the ultimate punishment. Yes? He was feeling separation. And when he was given a chance to be Narada Muni, he was so grateful, so happy. And the drama, everyone's coming together from all different backgrounds. Rich people, poor people, different castes, different communities. And they just become one, which is somewhat unheard of in the country of India. We have children, Vishnu Priya and Anuradha. What is your age? 13, very well. Even in the past we had little Baladev, yes? Little small children. And we have very, very senior elderly men like Radhakanta Prabhu, Sahadev Prabhu, Priyavrat Prabhu. Old women. I won't mention ages, but we had Palika Mataji and Kunti Mataji and Sucharitra Mataji. And they're working in the same dramas with little children. And they're all working together. They all become one. There's fathers and sons and grandchildren all working together, united in the service of Krishna for the pleasure of the Lord and his devotees. And one of the most impressive things about the participants in these dramas is nobody wants anything in return except to know that they please the devotees. Nobody's going to get a position. Nobody's going to get money. Nobody's going to get much fame and recognition. But if these devotees who work so hard and give so much of their lives, if they just know that they please the devotees, they feel unlimited happiness. Is that the way all of you feel? I can say that all of these four very super excellent performances very much pleased all the devotees. And as I was watching these performances, I was continuously thinking in my heart, what a wonderful service you're doing for Srila Prabhupada, and how he is most definitely, with great pleasure, blessing you with his infinite mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Only talking about God consciousness at the last moment of the life.